on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Expression FM News team. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.6 has struck near Norcia in central Italy, with tremors extending to the capital of Rome and as far away as Venice in the north. Aftershocks have continued since, with depths of only 1.5 kilometres. The quake follows a major earthquake in August, which killed almost 300 people and destroyed several towns. The towns of Castel Sant'Angelo and Preci suffered considerable damage, but were abandoned following last week's quakes of magnitudes 5.5 and 6.1. Frightened residents proceeded to evacuate into the streets at 6:40, and there have been no immediate reports of casualties due to mass evacuations of locals after last week's quakes. The Ussita mayor released a statement claiming, "Everything collapsed. I was sleeping in the car and I saw hell." A church is believed to have collapsed in nearby Tolentino, possibly with people inside celebrating Mass. The fire that ravaged through the heart of Exeter the past 2 days is finally out, leaving behind massive damage to the Royal Clarence Hotel. The oldest hotel in England has been gutted by the flames, the internal walls and floors have collapsed, and the outer facade is crumbling. As well as the hotel, the Castle Fine Art Gallery, where the blaze started, has also been destroyed. Currently, residents are mourning the loss of such a visible part of the city centre. One tweet reads, "Sad to see a building which survived Nazi bombardment reduced to smouldering rubble." Structural engineers are to inspect the hotel later today to see what can be saved. 11 days before people go to the polls in the US, the FBI have reopened the inquiry into Hillary Clinton's emails. This has sparked outrage in Democrats' camps, as well as some criticism from Justice Department officials due to the potential effect it could have on the election so close to the polling day. FBI Director James Comey defended the action by saying that not making the information public risked being misunderstood and could be misleading. Republican nominee Donald Trump has praised the decision. It's thought that this could hint at a potential upset in the polls if voters decide the scandal warrants not backing Hillary. Dr. David Woodruff, professor of comparative politics at the London School of Economics, thinks it could alter the narrative of the election so far.
It allows him to change the topic from a number of things that he has said over the past few weeks or that have been released over the past 2 weeks that have been exceedingly damaging to his campaign.
I'm Isha, and this has been your Expression News Roundup.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.